So we read it in this week's parasha, one of the most famous verses in the whole Bible, probably one of the most misunderstood verses in the whole Bible as well. It's the verse of ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Everyone assumes, of course, it's in the Bible. That's what Judaism believes. If you poke someone's eye out, then you lose your eye. So we know clearly we have a tradition from Chazal in our oral law. It never meant that. We know it means financial compensation, that depending on the laws, what part of the body, what it involves, how old you are, many different factors, then that's how much you have to pay. But it's clearly financial compensation. It doesn't mean you go out and someone, you could poke out, you could, you know, blind someone else, or you could cut someone else's arm off. So the obvious question is, so why did they say ayin tachas mamon? To say an eye for money, why write something that's not true? So the commentators answer, no, the Torah wrote in a way where it is true. The written law tells you what you deserve. The oral law comes in is what they call midas harachem, and this midas adin, there's a strict judgment, and then there's midas harachemin, a merciful judgment. You do deserve this, but we're not going to give it to you. So if it would have said in the Torah, an eye for money, great. A billionaire will go find a couple of his enemies. He'll blind them and say, okay, here's a couple of $1,000. Let's call it even. No, the Torah is telling you never even. If you take out someone's eye, you deserve to lose your own eye. You take someone's arm or tooth. But that's not the way we work. Only in heaven will God give the appropriate compensation. But therefore, you still only pay monetarily, but the Torah had to write in a way not to think that, you know what, we're even now, you're not even. But the oral law says, you know, maybe in heavenly courts, and that's what we find right in the next pasuk. It says when a shore kills a person, so it says the ox will be killed and the owner is nucky. It's free. But the next verse says, but if it's an ox that gored before, it was like a shore mood, it's something that gored before and it was very aggressive, and you were negligent, so the verse says, you kill the ox, and it all says, the owner of the ox will die. But we know that's not true. The owner of the ox doesn't die. But again, it's the same concept. Really, if you were negligent, and because of your negligence, you let your wild animal go ahead and kill someone, really, you deserve to die. But what can we do? You know, that God will take care of in heaven. So the Torah always tells us, the written law tells us what you deserve punishment, and the oral law gives you the reality, and therefore, even though you deserve to lose an eye or you deserve to be killed, but nevertheless, you know, we just go with financial compensation. Gadal v'yizkadash mei rabah v'yamah divrach.